Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Drug Addiction in High School. My name is Anna and I bring you these podcasts during the week. If you wish to follow along with the text and grammar notes, you can find them at acupofenglish.com. Drug Addiction in High School. I made a mistake last night of turning up to the high school too early to pick up my son. He was in basketball practice and still had almost an hour left. Oh, silly me, I thought to myself. There was no point driving back home and then returning later, so I decided to check my emails on my iPhone. Well, most of them were advertising or spam, and after deleting all that I could, I looked around for something to do. The hallway where I was waiting was covered in posters that high schoolers had made. As I started to read them, I could see that they were all about drug addiction. This is a real problem in high schools. Somehow drugs make their way into schools and have become a big business. Often students who are depressed or who have family problems will start taking drugs as an escape. There is pressure also to look cool and to do what others are doing. I think that having informative posters on the walls about common drugs like LSD, morphine, crack, and marijuana is a good thing. I learned a lot by reading them, and I'm sure that there are many parents, like myself, who don't know enough about all the drugs that circulate in the high schools. I was pleased to see that each poster had a section called Drug Prevention, which gave advice about avoiding the trap of taking drugs. They said things like, just say no, stand alone, avoid drug users, stay busy with healthy activities, and talk with a counsellor. I talk to my children about the dangers of taking drugs and how they should always respect their bodies and never feel pushed into dangerous behaviour, even by good friends. Reading the posters reminded me that high school can be a wonderful place of development and learning, but also an environment that has its potential dangers. Okay, let's have a look at the grammar notes. We only have three today. We'll start out with the word left, being used with the expression of time. Left usually comes after an expression of time, and it means that there is some time remaining. We also use a different phrase. It's to go. Simply to and go after an expression of time. Listen to the examples. A. There are still 3 hours of daylight left. There are still 3 hours of daylight left. B. You can finish writing your paragraph. There are still 45 minutes to go. There are still 45 minutes to go. Number two, to make one's way into something or somewhere. Well, this is used to describe how someone or something can get into a location or can appear in a location. A. I don't know how it happened, but the rats made their way into the building and started to live in the walls. I don't know how it happened, but the rats made their way into the building and started to live in the walls. B. The soldier made his way slowly over the snowy fields. The soldier made his way slowly over the snowy fields. Number 3. Cool. Well, cool obviously is the opposite of warm, but we use it in a slang way to describe people, places or events, even buildings. And really, it means many things. Some of its meanings are sophisticated, confident, fashionable, individual. When we're talking about a person, it can mean that that person is a maverick. And a maverick is a person who does what he wants to do and is admired. He's a person who is confident in his own way. It can also mean that an object is admirable. A. Your new bike is cool. Your new bike is cool. B. My English teacher is really cool. She's patient, kind, and teaches really well. My English teacher is really cool. She's patient, kind, and teaches really well. Well, that's the end of today's podcast. Thank you for joining me. Remember, if you are in need of an app, you're welcome to find my app called A Cup of English in iTunes. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.